going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, back to the guys.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
Top 5 Friday here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get you the top 5 remaining players we want in the draft. Patriots are picking at pick 38. Scheduled to pick. At pick 38.
It's true. Last year, they were scheduled to pick early second round, and they traded that pick to the Chargers.
Yeah, you would hope.
Or Ladd McConkey.
You would hope maybe tonight you're the Chargers.
Yes.
And you're moving up and targeting a player you'd like, and you can utilize pick 69, pick 77, nice. Move around the board.
Mm-hmm.
They are scheduled to pick at 38, so pretty relevant, the top 5 remaining options that we want. We'll get to them in a moment. You can still weigh in on Will Campbell. Your thoughts on that selection, 617-779-7937. We'll get to some other items that happened last night in the draft, including the trade-up for Travis Hunter should the Patriots have considered doing that, the same way the Jags moved from 5 to 2. But good text here, Keith. Can we start calling Will Campbell C-Rex for his short arms?
C-Rex, not bad.
C-Rex is a pretty good nickname.
That is a good nickname.
I think he should lean in on that, quite frankly. I think
Mr. Nasty, though.
I think, Mr. Nasty's good, too.
Yeah, not bad.
That's true. Maybe they need to, they draft another offensive lineman tonight. They could be the Nasty Boys. Nasty Boys 2.0. Mm-hmm. Already taken, I guess.
Although, you know what's, the actor Simon Rex, right? No, this is actually oddly very synonymous. Simon Rex, his rap name?
Yeah.
Dirt Nasty.
Dirt Nasty.
Simon Rex is Dirt Nasty.
Didn't know that.
I thought you were going to say Mr. Nasty.
I thought you were going to say his rapper name was C-Rex.
No, but close.
Okay.
Close. We're all around it here.
Can we call him that? Okay, yeah. Interesting. Yeah. You guys can jump in at 617-779-7937. All right, top 5 remaining options that we want, Keith, on the board. Why don't you give us your list?
All right, spoiler alert, all offensive players once again. I'm going from 1 to 5. I'm going to go Travion Henderson, running back out of Ohio State. Looking for a speed back. You know, you and I both wanted Ashton Jeanty there, and it didn't happen. But you can still get a really good running back to add to the backfield. Jalen Noel, wide receiver from Iowa State. Harold Fannin Jr., tight end out of Bowling Green. That was the kid I mentioned before that had an insane year last year. They threw to him all the time. So he is definitely a pass-catching tight end. How about Cam Scataboo, running back out of Arizona State?
I almost put him on my list.
Yeah, I put him on there.
Wow, so you got two backs on there.
I got two backs on there, and I got two Iowa State wide receivers. Give me Jaden Higgins as my last wide receiver. He's bigger than Noel is. Noel's faster, but still two of the more highly rated wide receivers that still remain on the board. So I have two receivers, two running backs, and a tight end.
So I had some omissions that overlap with you. Jalen Noel almost made my list.
Mm-hmm.
I had running backs that I also liked, not Travion Henderson and not Scataboo, though I considered Scataboo. I like Judkins a lot.
I was going to say, Ohio State. So Iowa State has two wideouts, and Ohio State has two running backs that are both pretty good.
Those are omissions from my list.
Okay.
My top target is my favorite receiver in the draft. I like Luther Burden III out of Missouri. I think he could be there at 38, a slight move up to secure that you get him, to me would be worthwhile. So that's my favorite target. My favorite corner in this draft, and apparently there's a lot of injury questions, so you need to be okay with the medicals.
He sank like a stone.
Will Johnson, one of two players who was invited to the green room last night. It was him, and it was Jalen Milroe. And I don't think most expected Milroe to go last night. He was expected to go last night. He did not. So Will Johnson, not that corner is an immediate need, but it might be a longer-term need for this team, and certainly a good value for a guy who at one point was projected to go in the top 10. I still have Arianti Ursary on my list, the tackle out of Minnesota. And it's twofold. I mean, number one, if you have to kick this guy inside to guard, Will Campbell, taking another swing is not the worst thing in the world. And Ursary has similar questions. I'm much more comfortable doing this at pick 38, but he was a college left tackle in the Big Ten at Minnesota. He may have to move to right tackle, not guard, but right tackle. So maybe you could sure...
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
That up longer term. I think
that would scare me though, because that would make me
it's a bad sign for Campbell
and how they view him.
Yeah,
because if they just say we're good, then like, okay, that's at least the guy you're trying to. But if like the next move you make is to protect the first move you
okay
just made,
but we can also sit here and say the offensive line is so bad and it's been so bad. Yeah. double down on it and get a couple of players. He's on my list. I like Nick Emmanuari, the safety out of South Carolina. It's actually my favorite safety in the draft. The kid out of Georgia, Starks, went last night to the Ravens. I prefer this one. And I like Carson Schwesinger, the linebacker out of UCLA. If you're going to add to your front seven, those would be players that, even though I don't need defense, I like that your list is all offense,
all
Keith.
Offense.
I do think some of these guys just represent good value, good player.
Well, that's true.
I think safety is a sneaky longer-term need for this team. I don't love Duggar. Curran was shockingly low on Peppers the other day.
Right.
So I think that's a sneaky long-term need for the team. So those would be my top five. Burden, Johnson, Ursary, Emmanuari, and Schwesinger.
They still have a lot of needs. I mean, despite all the additions in free agency, which are great, some of them are older guys. So when you're looking at like long-term solutions, it's still pretty much Drake May, Christian Gonzalez. Outside of that, I mean, Milton Williams, but you're still looking at a lot of guys like, you know, Curran was pretty low on Carlton Davis. Because I'm thinking, all right, well, you got two
corners. He was very low on Davis. You're right.
So you're like, all right, so you have Davis for now, but maybe that's where somebody like Will Johnson does come into play.
Yeah, he was like, if Carlton Davis isn't great this year, he's like
gone.
A cut candidate like, in a couple of years. Yeah.
I was like, okay.
No, you're right. He was very low on him, too. So, look, I think Will Johnson, you got to be good with the medicals. I think he represents a tremendous value. And Burden, I've been high on throughout the whole process. Right. A lot of people disagree with that. But I would like him at pick 38. Mike's in Framingham waiting patiently. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Jones. Hey, Keith.
Hey.
Hey, Mike.
So, just been listening to the talk, you know, Christian Campbell being picked last night. Pretty exciting stuff.
Will Campbell, yeah.
You know, I was going to ask you guys, well, you know, who do you rank? But you just did that, right? But my thing about Campbell is, I mean, we relate them to so many other people. I mean, this is a draft. This is a new night. This is a new guy. We can look in the history. We can see what he's done.
Right.
But has he started yet?
No.
I mean, how is he willing to learn?
Well,
don't
Mike,
know that.
Mike, why don't you call us back in September?
And question
we'll,
for
we'll,
you.
We'll have some we'll have some metrics on him. Yeah.
Prank call?
I don't think so.
Filibuster.
Well, it's definitely a filibuster.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's taking us on a little bit of a journey there. I wasn't sure if he was messing with us. I thought he was trying to bring back an old segment we used to do called You Done, Son, where we let you just sort of talk until we say, we think you're done, son.
See how long you go until we give you the hook.
Felt like early on he was done. It is. It's a new season. These are new picks. These are new guys. It's a new time.
We could do some Campbell.
Christian Campbell.
We could do some Campbell power rankings. Who's the most popular Campbell in the city?
I kind of feel like
Will Campbell,
still
Christian
Gregory.
Campbell. Gregory Campbell. Soupy.
Speaking of. Doesn't Campbell have to swoop in there and start advertising and get Christian Campbell, Will Campbell, and Gregory Campbell and get all those guys on there and start pushing their chicken and star soup?
I would do that.
My kids love the chicken and stars.
Bring those back.
Yeah. Get those two on there.
Wait, were those the, like, Donovan Mc... Oh, no, was that a...
No, you're thinking of Chunkies.
I'm getting my...
No, come on now. These are very different soups.
These are competing brands.
What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
No, Chunkies was like Donna Kelsey. I feed my kids this. Like, all right, take a hike.
That's
we're talking about the Campbell soup.
Right.
Chicken stars.
And then Will Campbell's on the commercial eating the soup and the spoon doesn't even get to his mouth.
All right.
It just spills all over his face.
Because of the short arms. I get
he's
it.
He's a ladle.
What's Christian Campbell's wingspan?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably longer than Will's.
Probably.
617-779-7937. Big move for Travis Hunter up the board. Should the Patriots have considered doing that with all your Will Campbell thoughts? That's next.